I'll play it and tell you what it is later.
That's the Miles Davis Quintet of 1956 with John Coltrane playing the tenor saxophone, Red Garland at the piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones playing the drums. The tune, titled If I Were a Bell, standard written by Broadway songwriter Frank Lesser, and this one put into the jazz context by Miles and the quintet as part of a marathon session done in October of 1956 for Prestige Records. Bob Weinstock was the man who founded the label and ran it from the late 1940s up through the early part of the 1970s. And often his sessions were a little bit looser than what you might have had at, say, Blue Note Records. The difference, one producer said, was 2 days of practice that were done for the Blue Note Records, and no practice at all, just loose and off the cuff at Prestige. Right there, though, Miles and the quintet sounding so good, If I Were a Bell. This from the album Relaxin' with the Miles Davis Quintet. I'm Dan Binder, along with you here on Jazz from the Heart of America on VOA. Good to be with you, and we have music now that continues our spotlight on the Prestige label. And Prestige Records was known, among other things, for its embrace of soul jazz, and artists that played the Hammond B3 organ put gospel and blues-tinged music onto their records. And one of the great artists that recorded for the Prestige label and had a lot of big hit records in the 1960s was organist Brother Jack McDuff. And we're going to hear him now with his up-tempo rendition of another standard, this one from the Lerner and Lowe songbook, Almost Like Being in Love. with Pat Martino on the guitar, Red Holloway playing tenor saxophone, and Joe Dukes on the drums. That's organist Brother Jack McDuff. The album done for the Prestige label called Hallelujah Time. And it was Brother Jack McDuff's rendition of Almost Like Being in Love. I'm Dan Binder along with you here on VOA for this week's edition of Jazz from the Heart of America. And we've been spotlighting the work of the Prestige label, which operated, well, its heyday was roughly the mid-50s through the late 1960s into the early part of the 1970s. And one of the things that really was a hallmark of the Prestige label was the jam session records that were recorded there, in which a bunch of great jazz musicians would be sort of thrown together in the studio, maybe to play a standard or some sort of loosely composed tune, and everybody would just stretch out and play some long solos, and you'd be able to fill up what was new at the time, which was the side of an LP record that needed 18 or 20 or 22 minutes worth of music versus singles that could have been done in the 78 era or on 45 records. This is from 1956 with the saxophonist known as Jug, Gene Ammons, on the tenor as the leader of this all-star group. Art Farmer plays the trumpet here, and he's the writer of the tune. Jackie McLean is on the alto saxophone, Duke Jordan playing piano. Addison Farmer is the bassist, Art Taylor on drums, and the great Cuban percussionist Candido Camaro playing the congas. Gene Ammons and the All-Stars with The Happy Blues. That's Gene Ammons playing the tenor saxophone, along with Jackie McLean on the alto, Art Farmer playing the trumpet, Duke Jordan at the piano. Title cut to a classic Gene Ammons album was called The Happy Blues. And that closes it out for this edition of Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. I'm Dan Binder. The program comes to you each week from the studios of WDCB, the radio station known as Chicago's Home for Jazz, located on the campus of College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, USA. Thanks again for being along with me. I'm already looking forward to sharing more of these great sounds with you soon. And for now, until the next time we talk, keep the rhythm of jazz in your step as you walk. Be cool, keep swinging, and have a beautiful day.